Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. I get the opportunity to spend a little bit of time talking city business with Trevor Dorsey, the newest member of the Bartlesville City Council. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you, Trevor?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Always good. City Council last night, first of all, some financial business. We'll keep you in something you're familiar with as a banker. Sold some bonds last night, of course, typically, usually, I guess there could be some extenuating circumstance, but typically it goes to the lowest bidder.
That is correct. We sold some bonds and went to the lowest bidder. We got some
good rates. I think one of the bonds was 2.56, another one was 2.43, so mm-hmm. very good rates.
And
may not be as good as they were a year ago. We kind of talked about that, but they're still really good rates.
Yeah, I don't remember the fraction. I want to round it off between 0.8 and 0.9% difference between a year and a half ago and what most institutions are probably giving now. But looking at history over the past, I don't care, 20, 30 years, still a pretty good rate.
Yes, sir. And we get that due to our rating.
Yeah.
And the city has a very wonderful rating, and that's due in part to all the work that everybody does. I know Mike Bailey and Ed Gordon put in a lot of hard effort to keep it that way, and the citizens can enjoy those good bond rates because of that.
Yeah, but I think last time I knew, I believe it's still accurate, we're number three behind Oklahoma City and Tulsa.
Yes, sir.
Which a lot of other places could have a great bond rating. That's something to be pretty proud of.
Yes, sir.
Excuse me. In financial news, we'll get into the budget hearings and just kind of works to talk money while we're all talking money. There was a workshop session last night after the formal business part of the meeting, and this is still a workshop. This is still a discussion, progress. Anything can, will, and does change between now and when it has to be sent off to the state. But things are looking, I guess, pretty optimistic right now compared to previous years.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. There's a lot of the bond funds. We talked about some projects that will take place. Of course, you have the Tower Green project, and I think that is going to be something just really amazing for the downtown and the whole city of Bartlesville. Also, there's a lot of street projects that everyone will notice, and that's kind of spread out all throughout the whole town. So wherever you live in Bartlesville, you're bound to notice a little bit going on, and apologize in advance because I do know that once street projects start taking off, that's when people really take notice that things are going on.
Well, it gives something for Jim Bonzak to complain about anyway. The shortest distance between any two points is under construction.
Yes, sir.
And some of it will be in the neighborhoods and probably not noticed unless you live there, but others will be fairly visible. I'm thinking the work in the downtown area and some of the other places that probably will get some work. I think there's some projected work on Tuxedo and some other places.
Yes, sir. Yeah, Tuxedo, I believe it'll go all the way from 75 down to the 123 bridge or there near Kitty Park. So mm-hmm. that'll be a big project, but I think it'll really improve that road, that stretch of road for the community.
Well, the engineering staff makes choices based on a formula as far as both the condition of the roadway, but also, you know, when was the last time it was updated and either chip and sealed or whatever needed to be done to it.
Yes, sir.
And you got the street committee that helps out a little bit too. I try to always highlight those committees somewhere along the way because know it pretty soon if you don't already as a councilman. It's those advisory boards like the one you used to serve on, that maybe still do, that gives the input to the council so they don't have to as much homework to do.
Yes, sir. Well, I used to serve on the Planning Commission.
That's right. You had to move because somebody else is still on.
Vice Mayor Kane was on that as well, and so he kept that role. And I moved on to the streets. However, the meeting the other day, I was unable to attend. But I did catch Mr. Seamers before the meeting, and we talked about some of the things that went on. And, of course, in the workshop session, he went over all that. And so I do believe that he and his staff are working very hard to keep everything moving along smoothly.
The budget process, there's already a lot of work that goes on before it comes to that workshop session. Historically, they may have changed it, but I'll say usually each department kind of comes up with what I'm going to designate as their wishes and needs list, and a little bit of both, and then tries to cull it down through city staff and then bring the early indications to you guys on the council for resorting and that sort of thing.
They do. All the directors from all the different departments, they bring in what we went over last night was they project, you know, revenues and expenses through 18, but then we also go ahead and project out what 19 should look like. And then, of course, Mr. Bailey even takes that a little bit further and goes into 2020. And, you know, right now, like I said, the city is sitting in a great spot financially. I believe back in 2011, being the rookie or freshman councilman, they were talking last night. Back in 2011, they put some ordinances in place for us to have funds set aside and mm-hmm. be, you know, not ever be in a situation where we're getting dire straits. And, you know, the council and the city staff has done an amazing job making sure year over year those funds grow and continue to stay at certain levels so that we don't have any issues.
Yeah, whether it's city or state, it's nice to have some kind of a savings account that if and when you would need it, you can kind of draw on that. And otherwise, let's keep throwing some money in there.
You bet. And yep. Then, you know, obviously, one of the things that the city, and not just the city, any business or industry seems to face is, you know, expenses always tend to go up. Insurance, seemingly year after year, continues to go up a little bit. And so, but again, excuse me, the...
We both seem to have that Tuesday morning cough.
The staff does a great job of making sure we project out and have the proper funding that we need in all areas.
Yeah. A couple of appointments last night to the Tower Green project, one from the Price Tower Board and one through the Community Center Trust Authority Board. A couple of fairly well-known names.
Yeah, Brad Donges and then...
Maria.
Maria, yes. Forgot her name there for a minute.
It
escaped me. There's a lot. Well, we talked about a lot last night. So, you got two incredible people, and then the other individuals that have been named in prior council meetings. Mm-hmm. I think that Tower Greens Committee is going to be very good. And then I know that Councilman Curd and Councilman Jinches really want to make quick work, and they hope to have a lot of that put together and recommendations September, October. And so it should start coming together quickly, and I think the citizens will start seeing some great progress and be excited about what's going on.
When it comes to the budget, I don't have the dates in front of me, but I would expect another workshop and council meeting, including the hearing on the budget, and then there's a date that it has to be sent into the state by so it can be signed and approved prior to the beginning of the fiscal year.
Yes, sir. And I can't remember. I know it was all on our there's but so many numbers last night.
I don't have it in front of me, but I will guesstimate it around the 20th or so.
I believe that's correct.
Yeah. We're going to continue our time this morning talking Trevor Dorsey, talking city business as we continue a community connection on 1400 K1.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process. In which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, again talking with Trevor Dorsey. Before we get back to action from last night's council meeting, a reminder just so that people know, next week is Memorial Day weekend, therefore Monday trash pickup will be on Wednesday.
That's correct. Yeah, if you're used to it being on Monday, then you'll get it on Wednesday.
Yeah, so again, just to try to get that word out there as early as possible to folks can not be surprised or have it out there on Monday and figure out why it wasn't picked up. A couple of other things going on. Let's see. Is this week? Yeah, it's on the 26th, the pool's open. So.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
The pools will open up. I think the kids, at least my kids, are excited about that. They're ready for it. And it's warmed up. I mean, this year it seems to be warmer than a year ago at this time.
I think for kids, whether it's not so much the beginning or ending of school as it is the pools open and closing as for the beginning and ending of summer.
Yes, sir. That's correct. Yeah, ours, whenever the pool opens, they're ready to get out there and have a good time me, I'm a little adverse to the water being cooler, but
that was always my problem. Maybe it's because the pool was just, I don't know, it was fairly deep, as I recall, at least as a youngster, and the pool opened at 9. Everybody wanted to be there at 9, and you know, it was seemingly freezing cold at the time.
I think when you're a kid, maybe you're just adverse to that, because I remember as a kid, we'd go down to the creek, and it was spring bed. So it didn't matter. It could be 100 degrees in August, and that thing was ice cold, and it didn't bother you. But now I kind of... I want the water a little warmer.
Where's the heater? Show me to the hot tub. I'll take that one instead. Recently opened up some playgrounds in some city parks, too.
Yes, sir. The playground park at Senior Park. We, of course, Ward 5, that's where I reside.
And I would expect you to be more up to date on that one. Yeah.
The Senior Park, we've been over there a couple times, my kids and I, my wife, Beth, and so that it's amazing, the playground equipment. I mean, night and day different than what it was before, and if you haven't got your kids out to, or grandkids out to the park, take them to Sooner. Also over here by the soccer fields at Robinwood, there's new equipment. Whenever my oldest two have soccer practice, the youngest one always wants to go play on the playground equipment, and so it's just incredible, the new equipment that's out there. And I've seen a lot of, it seems like more activity here in the last few weeks at those playgrounds than there was before. Of course, when you get new fancy equipment, everybody wants to go check it out.
Sure.
But it's made a big improvement, big difference in our parks, I believe.
Well, and even I was talking with Mr. Vaclaw again the other day, talking about the new kind of open up. I just don't think about cricket being played in Bartlesville.
I don't either, and I'll have to be honest. I don't know a whole lot about cricket, but I did see some of the pictures, and there's some Facebook posts that had some, you know, I guess a game that was going on, and it's very interesting. And to my knowledge, I think somebody said it was one, if not the only, cricket actual facility in Oklahoma, or one of the very few.
One of a few, and he mentioned the cities to me, and sure enough, if I start naming them, I'll be wrong. But I want to say there were, I don't know, between 5 and 10 in the state, and I think even if you stretch it out to Dallas and Kansas City, there aren't that many. So he was expecting it to get a lot of use now that it's here.
Well, that'd be awesome, and if it helps bring people to our community to see, you know, the amenities we have and the things that we have going on, that's great.
Yeah, absolutely. Search committee appointed for police replacement. We've been fortunate to have the same name for our police chief for quite a few years now.
Yeah, Tom has done a great job for the city, and this is his second stint as police chief, and he will be greatly missed, but we certainly want him to have the very best in his retirement and enjoy it. So we have retained the services of a search firm that we feel like will garner the best applicants. Now, I'm sure there will be applicants outside that search firm that will apply for the job. I think that the police chief for the city of Bartlesville is a very great job. I think a lot of people will want to, you know, certainly can, you know, put their name in the hat and be considered for that position. And so, but I do believe, in hearing Shelley talk last night about the search firm, that they, on a national scale, have been able to really go out and help other communities such as Bartlesville find the best fit and the right person that was going to fit our community.
Yeah, and I don't know the process. I was in another meeting, but it seems as though these search firms in general take the applicants on the local side, put it in the stack along with whatever names are gathered within their regional search, and it usually comes down to 2, 3, 4 that sort themselves up to the top pretty quick.
The way that Ms. Shelley talked about how that process will go, we'll get a lot of those applicants in, and we'll review those, and then they'll start to scale those down till they get to a number where those will all be reviewed and then scaled down again until it's some point where you get down to that handful that you'll actually formally interview with city staff. You know, I'm sure Mike Bailey and Ed Gordon and some other folks will be very involved in that process. And I know as a council we will too. We'll be involved in looking at those applicants and making consideration.
But yeah, I don't know if the council reviewed it, but I feel I need to at least mention the recent passing of canine officer Apollo. I know he was 9 years old, and there was already a plan in there for his retirement, but anytime something like that happens ahead of schedule, it's a shock.
Yeah. Oh, yes, sir. And you know, our K-9 unit is special, and those officers, you know, are take tremendous care and give support to those. And I know that that's got to be a very difficult passing to all those folks. And I believe it was last Wednesday when we honored the
The Police Officers Memorial celebration,
And I thought that was very, very neat.
It's always well done.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And somehow when you hear that bagpipe, it just immediately puts you in a solemn mood.
Oh, yes, sir. On the new facilities that we have at the police station, I haven't driven by to see the old station, but I guess it's not there anymore. I did see some photos of demolition going on, so I know that's... that's got to be different now, driving by there, not seeing that old facility. But I know that our police and firemen are probably very grateful and excited for that facility, which is part of a previous GO bond. And you know, there's a lot of really positive things going on. We talked about sales tax last night. I know we have had a few businesses depart our community, and which is always tough when you lose jobs, but. And JCPenney's being one of those. Well, I think Dunham Sports will actually capture more sales tax revenue than what JCPenney's was. And it'll be great to have a sporting goods store. And I think Silver Lake Village has produced about what you know we thought or hoped we would garner out of that development. And if you haven't been by Eastland, everybody's probably been in Eastland because of Chick-fil-A.
Sure.
You know,
or Planet Fitness, one or the other.
Yeah. It's, you know, everybody's got to go eat at Chick-fil-A, I guess. So, but there's a lot of really positive things going on in Eastland. That shopping center is really popped. And I don't know, I think there's just a lot of great things going on in Bartlesville right now. And sometimes people tend to focus on the things that we've lost or and not really look at the whole big picture. I think the Walmart building sold, and there's going to be a local business that's been growing and expanding that'll move in there that'll hopefully create some more jobs, and then it'll leave some room for hopefully other jobs to backfill in their old space. So
kind of time marches on, and we kind of have to stay with the parade.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I know you do a good job of keeping up with your constituents. Your contact information is on the city's website, it's just always nice to see people who make themselves accessible, you know, whether they stop you in the grocery store or give you a call or whatever. It's nice to see that.
Oh, yeah. Anytime anybody, obviously, if they have issues, that they need to discuss or have questions, I'm more than happy. And as you said, my email and phone number's out there, and I'm always available for anybody.
Okay. Well, Trevor, thank you much for coming in this morning. You've now passed your first radio interview. You're doing well. You'll be a veteran next time.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Our time this morning with Trevor Dorsey talking city business on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1. We will check the forecast and, of course, your items to buy, sell, trade, or giveaway coming up with consumer calls at about 10 minutes after 9 o'clock. News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network, 72 degrees at 1400 K1, 5 minutes before 9 o'clock.
ONN News, I'm Jacqueline.